up a cup of coffee and let's get this party started.
We're the Uplines you didn't know you needed, but now you have.
This is the podcast for women who are building a direct sales business but want to do it the right way.
Melanie has a decade of experience in direct sales. She's earned the top in industry 4 years in a row and has grown a multi-million dollar organization. She gives a no BS approach to leadership, recruitment, and organization.
And my bestie Katie has you covered with the rest. From the relationships, the do's and don'ts of branding, her content has been viewed by millions. She doesn't just talk the talk, but she teaches people how to create an intentional brand too.
All right, let's get this party started. Well, hey everyone, it is Katie and Melanie of the Direct Sales Done Right podcast. We're in a new month. I can't believe it is already April, which means that many business owners are probably reflecting on Q1.
Oh yeah, it's true.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we know that at this moment right now, you probably are in that season of just doing some reflection. And maybe you are looking at, okay, well, how did things go in quarter one? And what is quarter two going to look like? What are some tweaks that I want to make? And so we decided over the next couple of weeks, we're going to spend some time talking about just direct sales done right.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about just some foundational principles that will really help you just make sure that you're dotting your I's, crossing your T's, and seeing results in your business. So with reflection comes just this opportunity to just look over what's going well, what we need to tweak, and what we need to adjust. So Melanie and I today on the episode are going to talk about some foundational principles when it comes to building a direct sales. And as we always say, like we didn't get it all right. When we started in direct sales, we learned a lot of the skills we have now because of the things that we did wrong or the things that we learned over time that there's just a better way to do. But before we dive into today's episode, let's actually talk about the review of the week. And reviews help Melanie and I get the word out about how to do direct sales done right. And when you drop a review, it allows other people to see the podcast and go, oh, that's relevant. I should definitely check that out. So every review means so much to us. So today I want to just like shout out Rebecca Russ. She says, there comes a time in our business when we just need more clarification on something. This podcast and team of women do just that. My company has great resources for growth, but DSDR has given tangible tips with no fluff. Thank you for pouring into business women and providing a space for us to grow and believe and see our vision clearly. Thank you so much for your review, Rebecca. We also want to take a minute to shout out the people who tell us on social media that they're listening and they're tuning in. I always love engaging with the people who are like, I listened to this episode and I'm like, what'd you think? You
know,
so much fun.
Me too.
And we always like to reward them. So one of the things that you can actually win when you tag us on social media at Direct Sales Done Right Podcast, at Katie Writes Content, at Melanie Mitro, at Chic Influencer. And we have all the details down below. Wherever you tag us and tell us that you are listening to the podcast, you are entered to win automatically. We see the tags. And you can win a one-on-one coaching session that happens just in the DMs. So between myself or Melanie, we will answer any question that you might have about just direct sales or issues that you're running into or things that you just need some clarity on. We are here for you. And this week's winner is at Jody Waddle. So Jody Waddle, if you just DM us over on Chic Influencer, we're going to set up that one-on-one for you. All right. So we are ready to actually dive into today's episode. Let's really start with why we are talking about the foundational principles of direct sales.
So we have a lot of women that come through the doors of our business, and women that are at a sticking point, meaning they've gotten so far in their direct sales business and they've hit a few obstacles and aren't quite sure how to get past it. We also have women that come into our business because they want to start in direct sales and they don't know where to begin and they need a framework. And so we see a lot of people come in and out of the direct sales space, and we sometimes get the comment of, oh, that doesn't work for me, or that business didn't work for me, or that company didn't work for me. And through the years, we've read a lot of personal development books. And one of the books that I read and really had a profound impact on my business and the way I look at the direct sales industry is Eric Worre's Go Pro. And he says in that book, when it comes to network marketing, if a company's compensation plan works for one, it will work for all. And a lot of times we look at people and they blame the company, the compensation plan, the products, the, you know, just anything. Oh, I'm not the right age or demographic or, you know, and there's all these reasons why the business doesn't work. And I right. always go back to GoPro, and it's not a matter of the business model doesn't work. It's a matter of, a lot of times, it's our mindset. It's the company we've aligned ourselves with. And we're going to kind of talk through that today. Mm-hmm. Because it's really important that
sure.
you're coming into this with your eyes wide open. Like, what does it really mean to be successful? And just to even share a quick little story, when I started in direct sales 11 years ago, I didn't have a background in marketing or sales, no social media experience, very small social network, and I did not have an Instagram account. I only had Facebook with my close family and friends. Two little boys who were both under the age of 3, and I was the stay-at-home mom taking right. care of the household while my husband was working. And a lot of times in that first few months of starting my business, and if I can be honest, it was probably more like the first 9 to 12 months, about once a month, I questioned whether or not I could actually do it. And I thought about quitting once a month, like, am I cut out for this? Can I really do it? And the vision of how our life could be different if I pursued direct sales, if I stuck with it, if I pushed through some of these challenges of learning new skills, that's what kept me going, was this idea of a more comfortable life, or, you know, a career that I could have the best of both worlds. In my case, it was being a mom and having a career. And so sometimes we have to push through and navigate through the uncomfortable parts of starting a business. And it's not that there's something wrong with direct sales. So we want to talk about just success. What does success look like? What are the things you need to consider as you're deciding to stay in the direct sales industry, deciding to get into it, and what company to align with?
Yeah. All right. So this is a great opportunity for you to actually begin reflecting if you are in direct sales, or if you're thinking about direct sales, this is a really great place to start. So the very first place to start is understanding the value of the products that you have to offer that are part of the company. And true story, back in the day, well before I ever joined Melanie in the direct sales business, I was watching what she was doing on social media. And I very clearly remember going to Google and checking out what these products were. And I was fine with doing the fitness side. So I would do my fitness mm-hmm. and I went to Craigslist and bought a workout. I didn't buy it through Melanie. I bought the workout on Craigslist. And for those of you listening and going, what is a Craigslist?
Is that even a thing anymore?
I don't think it is a thing okay. anymore. It was basically a seller space. So I went on and I went on to Craigslist. I purchased the workouts, but I remember her also talking about a shake, and it was a nutritional shake. And I just gawked at the price. I immediately was like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I had no understanding of the product. So when I actually signed up with her, I didn't have experience with the product. And within the first 30 days of signing up, I knew that I had to understand the product if I was going to endorse the product, if I was going to share the product. There is nothing that drives me more crazy than people on social media who put up links to things you know they aren't actually using. And you know, they're just like, I know I can make a little bit of a commission. For me, if I'm going to endorse a product or showcase a product, I have to legit believe in the product. And so within those first 30 days, I had seen results with the workouts, just the workouts, and I knew that they worked, but I was hesitant about the shakes, which, as I later learned, was my residual opportunity. That was the commissions that I could make every single month by people being on what we call auto ship or home direct. So I thought to myself, Katie, if you want to continue to see that income come in, you have to actually believe in this product. And the only way to begin to believe in the product is to use the product. Yeah. And so I decided I was going to set out for 30 days and I was going to use the product. And within those first 30 days, the first experience I had was not great. I didn't love the taste. I was so used to eating very much diet foods and just Weight Watchers and like the, I don't remember, I think they were Smart Ones, maybe they were called.
They were Smart Ones. It was frozen dinners.
A lot of artificial ingredients. So my body was like, this is real food in a shake form. Like what's happening right now? And so it hurt my stomach. I was like, I can't use this. And luckily I had a guide and Melanie, who gave me an understanding of what to expect and normalizing the things that I was experiencing with using the product. And there was something in me that went, she's so knowledgeable and she believes so firmly in the product that I believe in her. So I'm going to allow myself to continue to use this product and actually see if I can build up the experience. So within that first month, I was really experiencing it as a customer as much as I was a distributor too. And in doing so, I was able to document, here's how I felt. And these are the things that I experienced. And this is when I noticed a difference. And by the end of 30 days, this is exactly how I felt. Well, what I was doing was I was building in real time my own testimonial. And my own testimonial gave me confidence and belief in the product, not just in what Melanie told me the product could do. And so for you listening right now, I first want to challenge you to say, do I really believe in the product I am endorsing? I am a firm believer that if you aren't using the products that you're endorsing, you're gonna hit a roadblock, because you can't be endorsing something and talking about how great it is if you yourself are not benefiting from it. And so even if you're wondering, well, do I really have to sign up with the products? Do I really have to use the products? In my humble opinion, with 11 years of experience and seeing the people who have thrived in the business, yes. Mm-hmm. But that also leads to another point that I want to make. And that is, some companies have a huge catalog.
They do. Yes.
Right. And so maybe right now you're thinking, and for our specific company, we didn't have a huge catalog. We had a few staple products that we would use and that we would endorse. But for some companies, there are large catalogs where you might have home care, you might have skincare, you might have vitamins, you might have supplements, you might have a large catalog. And while you yourself might be going, but I love everything, that doesn't mean you have to talk about everything. So I want to also suggest my second tip, which is decide which products you yourself want to lead with. Mm-hmm. And quick story, one of the things that I do through Chic Influencer is the Chic Branding Experience, which is helping brand owners really identify their own niche and mm-hmm. really help them feel very confident about what they have to offer. It's an incredible experience, but on one occasion, I was talking to a client who was talking about how her company has two specific nutritionals. And they're different philosophies, mm-hmm. they're different concepts. And as she was talking to her, I was like, well, which one do you tell people to use? And she was like, well, I'd let them decide. And I said to her, okay, well, what one do you use? And she was like, oh, well, I only use this type with the containers. And I use it because I feel very good about having boundaries before I consume food. And I thought it was effective. I lost 30 pounds doing it. And she could see her light up when she talked about one of the specific nutritionals. And I said, you know, one thing to consider is if a consumer is coming to you as a guide, what they're saying to themselves is, she's going to tell me what to do to see results. She isn't saying, she's going to tell me what to do so I can figure it out on my own. And I want you to understand the difference. If somebody comes to you and they go, I see your testimonial, I see how great you look, or I see your client testimonials and they're amazing, what can I do? They want you to give them the roadmap. And so if you're saying to a customer, well, here's what I think you can do, and giving them a lot of options, they're like, I don't know what I need to do. And then they're out. And so when you look at your product catalog, you first want to say, well, what products am I using and what products do I believe in? And the second thing you want to ask yourself is, what do I get really amped up about? What do mm-hmm. I get excited about? And we do have clients with these big catalogs, and they're trying to endorse all of the things and they're trying to showcase all of the things. But I'm like, but what do you love? Mm-hmm. What do you enjoy talking about? What are the things that your clients get really pumped up about? And usually just by body language alone, when I'm having these conversations, I can see what it is. Yeah. I can tell what it is. And so that second point is, endorse and lead with one specific product or mm-hmm. a collection of specific products. Mm-hmm. But don't overdo it with too many.
Yeah. And you even said this when we were having this conversation earlier today, is if you are endorsing similar mm-hmm. products, don't give people a lot of options.
Yes.
Don't say, okay, well, you can do A, B, and C. Which one do you want to do? Because we know that even in our services, right. when we give people too many options, they're out. So just really leaning into the thing that works the best for you. And this is the option that I believe in. This is what I can teach. This is what I feel confident in sharing about. And a lot of times people get scared because they're like, oh, am I cutting people out by only talking about one of the options? Actually, you're doing yourself more of a disservice when you talk about all the things. Yeah, because then you don't really stand out for anything. You kind of fade into just no man's land. And so you can really make a bigger impact if you're speaking to your ideal client.
Yeah. And this is probably where we're going to get some kickback, because I know that some people are like, you have to give them options or give them a survey or give them something to decide. You have to figure out what system works best for you. But if you are really finding that you're passionate talking about a specific product, that's a clue.
Yeah.
That's an indicator that you don't need to divert away from that, that probably lean more into it.
Yeah. I was having this conversation with a leader in one of the direct sales companies that we work with. And she's like, I'm really known for this specific type of eating. And she's like, when people come in and they say, I want to do that other plan, she's like, I'm probably not the best mentor for you, because she's like, she knew deep down inside, she's like, I can't serve them well.
Yeah.
That's not my jam. I don't enjoy that. And it wasn't about, oh, I just want to get the sale. It was more about, can I serve that person really well?
Yeah.
You know? And so it's also understanding, like, hey, when you serve really well and you give a good quality service, there is no scarcity. People will come to you because of that.
And we both see that in real time with our businesses too, with what we do through the recruitment, through the Shriek branding experience. We've seen other people try to like imitate or like just create it. And we're like, that's cute. That's great. But like, we know what we do and we know how we serve and we're very passionate about how we do it.
Absolutely. Okay. So let's talk about the third point. And when it comes to seeing success in your direct sales industry, understanding your company and the role you play in it. Because when you are trying to decide if I should sign up for direct sales, should I make a switch to a different company, there are some important things that you want to pay attention to. And a lot of times we make decisions based on the people we follow on social media. Oh, I follow so-and-so and she's top in this company and she's making six figures every single month. I'm going to sign up with her. Or this girl over here talks about how her compensation plan is so much better than others. And so we take that as the truth instead of really saying, let me dig in and look at companies, their compensation plans, and really figure out what aligns to me as a human being. And so when you're looking at companies specifically, there's a couple of just key things I want you to consider. Number one, do you have a desire to build a team? Because some network marketing companies really focus heavily. You make a lot more income when you are bringing in other people who are not just a warm body. And I preach this to the high heavens. Warm bodies are never going to make you more money, right? They're just not. They might help you build a rank, but they're not going to help you really see that exponential increase in income.
All right, friends. It is Melanie interrupting today's podcast episode. I'm sorry. I'll be short and quick and I'll get you back to our discussions. But this is an important announcement. We are doing a pop-up workshop. And I really feel like our listeners are going to love this. And the reason is because Katie and I have heard from all of you, the people out there in our community, that you're craving guidance. You're craving steps, step-by-step action plan for success, and not just success in anything, but success in your direct sales business, specifically in the goals that you have. We're really getting your business off the ground, creating momentum, seeing that consistency, starting to really see the compound effect of your efforts taking place, meaning you're earning more income. And so Katie and I put together a 10-day proven action plan to help you achieve your direct sales goals. Now, imagine at the end of our free workshop that we're doing on Wednesday, April the 12th, you are empowered. You are excited. You have clarity in the steps that you need to take, the work that you need to do in order to achieve the outcomes that you want in your business. Wouldn't that be amazing? I mean, how many of you right now are getting a little bit from this person and a little bit from that mentor and a little bit from this person you follow online? What if you could have all of the steps in one place that can help you start to create an income. Because I know that's why you're in direct sales. You see a different path, a different means to your end, whether it's creating supplemental or significant income, getting out of a job that you don't love, or having a way to contribute while raising your kiddos or traveling freely. You guys, we are going to give it all to you in this 10-day proven action plan to help you achieve your direct sales success. So how do you get signed up? Well, all you need to do is click the link right here in the show notes and you can get registered. It is going to take place on Wednesday, April the 12th at 12 p.m. Eastern time. Again, it is free, but here's the thing. You're going to want to be on live. So add the event to your calendar, set some reminders, put a sticky note on your desktop so that you don't forget, because we've got some really great things that you're going to walk away from in this workshop, plus your action plan. All right. I will see you guys there. Make sure to share the link with your friends and I hope you have a great day. Let's get back to the show.
So you really have to look at it and say, if this company's compensation plan is heavily weighted on team building activities, is that something that excites me? Is it something that if I don't know how to build a team, I want to learn how to do it? Is it something that I want to navigate through? Yes or no? That will make the help you to make the decision right then and there. Other companies focus a little more heavily on sales and running in-home parties or in-person events. So you have to look at it and say, okay, this is a party plan model. This is a hostess model. And if you are not a social person and you say to yourself, I do not want to have women around a kitchen table and pitch the products, then that might not actually be the business model for you. And we have worked with companies where they were hardcore. We are a party plan model. This is how we do business, right? And then also really looking at a company and saying, I just want to sell the product. Mm. I want to endorse the products. I want to get out there and connect with women. I just want to run maybe really great customer groups, VIP groups. I just want to help people get results with our company's products. You might want to pick a compensation plan that and a company's products that you align with where you're rewarded for that. And you can almost build the same kinds of rewards as somebody that could actually build a team, right? There is those two aspects. Because if you're looking at a company's products or you're just watching what another leader is doing that you follow on Facebook or Instagram, TikTok, and you think, that looks amazing. I could get behind those products. I could do what she does. But once you get into it, you go, oh, this is not for me. Now you are faced with a decision. I've built this momentum and do I want to keep building the momentum, right? Am I going to make the switch? Is this really aligned to who I am? So just take a moment and really do the research for yourself, because that's going to help you to ensure that you're actually building a business that really aligns to how you want to build a business, right? Absolutely. Okay. And then the fourth thing is, you know, once we look at a company, we make a choice of who we're going to align to because we can see the potential for success. It isn't about, I just align to a company with a great compensation plan. I align to a company with really great products, and that is going to make it rain. That's not going to happen. What is going to make it rain in your business is your ability to acquire customers. And acquiring customers comes from understanding the way you acquire them, whether it's in person, it's online through social media, it's at events. Once you acquire customers, and this is something that I and you, we all had to figure out, what's going to be my approach to customer service? How do I not let my business be this revolving door where people come in, they purchase one product and they go back out? That takes a lot of work. A revolving door takes a ton of work. And that's not building a successful business. What builds a successful business is a customer comes in, I serve them. I have an onboarding process. That's something that we teach within the programs that we offer. How do I get a new customer started? What's the touch base point over the first 30, 60, 90 days that they're a customer? What's the experience like? Do I cultivate any type of community where my customers can talk to one another, recommend other products, and I'm just facilitating that? Mm-hmm. And so when you start to build community, and I remember this early on inside of my Facebook groups that I would run, was how do I get women so excited to check into this Facebook group every single day? And I stepped outside of just the products and thought about the value that I could have. could have, thought about the way that I wanted people to feel, the community inside of there. And so for all of you listening right now, if your business is a revolving door, and when you look at your customer list, most people only purchase once, or they only stick around for 30 days, that's a great area of growth that you can really lean into to say, how can I make sure I'm getting new people in the door, but I'm also retaining them? That will help you to see more success in your direct sales business.
I also want to add to the Direct Sales Done Right Academy is a great place to start. If you're like, how do you build your customer experience? Sure. How do you actually convert people from customers into team members? And there is an entire system that we teach within that Direct Sales Done Right Academy. All right. So our last point for today is, this is just the big one, especially if you have been at it for a while, or if you're like playing around with like, oh, maybe I might do this, I might dabble into direct sales. It's that direct sales is a long game, and it meaning that nobody skyrockets to success overnight. It really is a slow, monumental growth. It is just this concept of you have to keep working and building your belief as much as you do building your contacts, building your prospects. And I will never forget one of the first books that I read, and I was the girl who would poo-poo all over personal development. I remember like looking at my principal when he tried to have us read like, ha, Stephen Covey's Highly Effective.
How to Influence People or something.
It was like
that.
Something, Seven Habits of Highly Effective, something. Okay. And so when I was told I have to do personal development, I was like, this isn't going to close sales. Like, I don't know why I'm doing this. But one of the first books that I read and became one of the first books that I told anyone that they needed to grab, and isn't just about business, but it is just about life in general, is The Compound Effect. And the compound effect is that these seemingly small, insignificant activities that you do day in, day out, over time is actually what leads to success. And so we are building our business through small action, not huge action. And I remember when I read that, I remember highlighting it and thinking, oh, this is how I was able to lose weight. And oh, this is how I was able to, you know, close a sale. And oh, like, I just remember going, this makes total sense to me. And over time, I have been able to say the compound effect actually applies to all areas of your life. But think of it like this. You're standing at a well and you're told that you just have to keep pumping the well and the water will come, but you don't actually have a time on how long it's going to take. And of course, you want to know how long it's going to take, but you're only guaranteed it will happen. It will happen. If you continue to pump the well, it will happen. And so you're pumping and, you know, you get kind of tired and your arms are kind of tired and you're just like looking around like, what the heck? Like, I am doing all of the things. Mm-hmm. Why is the water not coming? And you keep pumping and maybe you even stop to take a breath and look around and be like, well, what about all the other wells? Like, is water coming out of those wells? And so you go, no, I'm going to keep pumping. I'm told if I keep pumping. But you stopped and then you lost a little bit of that momentum. So then you have to start again. So you start pumping harder and you pump and you pump and you pump. And then you see a trickle. You see just a little trickle of water and you go, ooh, is that water? And then you go, I don't think that was water. Is that really water? Is that really happening? Is it happening? And you second guess and you wonder, and then you have to build the momentum again. And then you pump and you pump and you pump and you pump. And now the water is actually starting to come out slowly, but it's there. There's no doubt that it is there. And then as you continue to pump the well, you see the water begin to flow. And that really is the direct sales experience. The pumping of the well is really just you deciding that when I take action, reflect on the action, and actually see why it is or isn't yielding results, that's where you start to see that growth in your business. But there isn't a timeline. You just have to really keep pumping the well. And I think that's it.
It is.
I think we covered a lot today.
We did. We covered a lot. And just to kind of recap and bring it all together is you just taking a moment to take a step back and say, what are my areas of improvement? Because as a business owner, we're always improving. We're always tweaking, we're refining, we're reflecting, and we're just making ourselves better and more efficient. And direct sales is such an incredible opportunity. It is not for everyone, but if you align to working your own business, having unlimited potential, You know, being able to create income no matter where your physical proximity, it can be a great lifestyle, can be a great career choice. So we always like to wrap it up and give a little bit of client love and share a testimonial. So you guys, we're going to give a testimonial from Lisa. And Lisa is part of our Direct Sales Done Right Academy, which Inside Scoop is actually opening for enrollment next week. So on the 10th of April, we will actually be opening enrollments. You can actually check that out. We'll link it in the show notes for you. But Lisa said, I have shown up consistently every day this week. I'm putting in the work, getting back to the basics. I've been with my current business for 10 years. When I reached the second to the top position, I started doubting myself because of comparison and ugliness sort of dictated me and I froze. Imposter syndrome is the real deal. And this past week inside of the Direct Sales Done Right Academy has woken something back up inside of me. I knew I needed to go back to what I was doing in the beginning of my journey and stop overcomplicating things. We all need to go back to the basics and stop trying to reinvent the wheel. The basics taught inside of the Direct Sales Done Right Academy work. So thank you, Lisa, for that amazing testimonial. And we will see you guys back here for another episode of the Direct Sales Done Right podcast.
See you guys. All right, so if you loved today's episode, make sure you head over to wherever you listened to the episode today and leave us a rating and review. And also, take a little screenshot and tag us on Chic Influencer. We'll feature you in our stories. Plus, we'd love to get your feedback and hear from our listeners. Yep. Until next week, let's make chic happen.